come back to Pike with me," he said suddenly, thinking. "What will Lord Balin say? And why should I care? I'm a man grown. If I want to bring a wench to bed, it is no one's business but my own." "And what would I do in Pike?" Her hand stayed where it was. "My father will feast his captains tonight. He had them to feast every night, while he waited for the last stragglers to arrive, but Theon saw no need to tell all that."
"Would you make me your captain for the night, my lord prince?"
She had the wickedest smile he'd ever seen on a woman. "I might, if I knew you'd steer me safe into port."
"Well, I know which end of the oar goes in the sea, and there's no one better with ropes and knots."
One-handed, she undid the lacings of his breeches, then grinned and stepped lightly away from him.
"A pity I'm a woman wed, and new with child."
Flustered, Theon laced himself back up. "I need to start back to the castle. If you do not come with me, I may lose my way for grief, and all the islands would be poorer."
"Oh, we couldn't have that." "But I have no horse, my lord."
"You could take my squire's mount."
"And leave your poor squire to walk all the way to Pike."
"Share mine, then."
"You'd like that well enough."
The smile again.
"Now, would I be behind you or in front?"
"You'd be wherever you like."
"I like to be on top."